T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, forget your troubles, man. Calgon, take me away. I'm ready for a bubble bath and a nap.
Well, already?
No, not yet. Oh, okay. I'll wait about 3 hours. Okay. When people are eating lunch, I'll be like, picture me in the bathtub. No.
No, well, not during lunch.
Keep
no.
you from overeating. Very special guest joining us right now because the issue of the day, one of them anyway, weaponization of government. How they're using it against us. You've seen examples of that. IRS, FBI come to mind quickly. What about NIH and, CDC? So Congresswoman Kat Kamick addressed some of those issues. But Project Veritas did an undercover thing and talked to a guy's like third in line at Pfizer. And the stuff that came out of that hidden secret video audio is frightening. Joining us now, our kind of resident expert doctor, if you would. Dr. John, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gents. I'm great. I did get to watch that video yesterday, and it was not only informative but entertaining. So I highly encourage everyone to watch it. It's sort of like, if you used to watch soap operas or whatnot, I mean, it's unrealistic how this Jordan Walker fella is in the middle of the video telling the Project Veritas Kelly, I was on the biggest liar. I'm a liar. I was just trying to impress the date.
So do you think what was uncovered there, what the public gets to see, do you feel like it's credible?
I think what he was talking about happening at a scientific meeting, first of all, who's impressing a date by talking about just these details? Basically, at meetings at the highest level at Pfizer, they were discussing the possibility of being able to see the virus mutate or have the virus mutate in a way that would benefit them financially. And it doesn't take much to figure out how that would work, okay? Let's talk about the flu shot. The flu shots come out every year, and they scratch their heads trying to figure out whether it was going to be H1N1, H2N2, H1N2, which variations of the H and the N, hemagglutinase and neuraminase, are going to pop up from year to year. And pretty much they're miserably unsuccessful, all right, at predicting which flu shot will be effective. Can you imagine if they had the ability to know what mutant, what variant would pop up in any given year for a virus, which, as I stated before, coronavirus has been around for eons, and then they're going to start coming out, as they said yesterday at the FDA meetings, with a yearly coronavirus vaccine, common cold vaccine, but they can say to people, oh, it's going to be 70% effective, because guess what? This year, we figured out exactly what the variant's going to be, and you're not going to get your cold this year. That's a multi-trillion-dollar industry right there happening. So bottom line is to think that Pfizer executives at some level would be trying to benefit off of this direct evolution, indirect evolution, whatever the term they were using. I think they were going back and forth. By the way, I kind of laughed when I heard that phrase. It's the way he was trying to describe it was like basically, matching two breeds of dogs together and coming up with a new breed. In a sense, doing what nature would not normally do, like having a pit bull hang out with a poodle, But so there, it is. It's more than that. What was going on in Wuhan was genetic engineering. It was taking snippets, fragments of these viral RNA viruses and inserting them into they would use various things. They could use pigs, they could use all kinds of DNA, and ultimately coming up with a variant that was in fact weaponized and that in fact led to not only thousands of deaths around the world, but trillions of profit for Moderna and Pfizer. And this guy is going to be held accountable because Pfizer, man, I tell you, if you all got investments in Pfizer, you better go look at that and try to get rid of them, because I think Pfizer's going to tank after this.
Well, let me ask you this. When you do this kind of DNA manipulation that they allegedly were doing in the labs the way you described it, does that leave a signature behind that, hey, this stuff has been manipulated in a lab? This didn't occur organically, because people say, oh, no, this COVID couldn't have come from a lab. That was their excuse. Is there any truth to that?
I think there's incredible truth to that. I mean, Dr. Ryan Cole and Malone and all these other friends of mine have all pointed out the difference between the evolutionary, the naturally evolved variants of coronavirus over centuries and various animals, not to, including the human population, and what happened with the spike protein for the alpha variant, the very first variant that emerged with SARS, and then again with Delta. And as I've said before, those were the real weaponized variants. And then what we ended up doing is perpetuating them by incorporating that messenger RNA into the vaccines, okay? And I'll tell you guys, it's just become something where now anyone who tests themselves is basically saying, oh my gosh, I have COVID and I'm going to die, because they remember the Alpha and the Delta variants. They've been very successful at convincing the Americans that these weaponized variants are now going to be what COVID will be forever. I'm one who doesn't believe that'll happen, but obviously they have the capacity to come out with another weaponized variant, another more lethal variant. Could you imagine if they could do that, huh? I mean, right now, coronavirus, thankfully, is a mild thing. It's probably what Cat Kamik has. I mean, it's just a cold, you know, you can get all the usual stuff, the Dristan commercial kind of symptoms. But you imagine if they're able to come up with another variant that'll kill people the way the Alpha, the Delta, the Gamma did, and then have in their back pocket the vaccine, because they already know. They already know. Hey, guys, let's not kid ourselves. They knew, Moderna knew, Pfizer knew this was going to happen. They were instant billionaires, overnight billionaires with these companies, especially Moderna out of Cambridge. That there's no way that a vaccine industry could have reacted to something as quickly as this happened. Warp speed or no warp speed.
That's what I thought. Let me ask you this. Okay, so these companies are rewarded for stopping a crisis, so to speak. Well, maybe if their greed's their motivator, maybe create the crisis, and then you play the hero card and you make money. It's a win-win in their minds. But if this is truly discovered, then all the crazy people who said, well, there really is a cure for cancer, but they're making too much money off it, then that starts to become believable as well, right?
Oh, my gosh, Bob, it's worse than that. You create the crisis. You create the vaccine that's supposedly going to stop the crisis. Then you create the medications. Merck and Pfizer, the two most evil corporations out there in big pharma. First, Merck comes out with molnupiravir, and then Pfizer with Paxlovid. Imagine, look at Pfizer's got the triple whammy there. I mean, the triple crown. They've got the vaccine guys coming up with the variants. They've got the vaccine that's not even effective anymore. And then they've got this ineffective treatment that everyone's running for, Paxlovid. They got you covered on all bases. It is the most unethical aspect. It's dirty. It's dark. I'm so glad. I'm proud of Project Veritas, which is, I think you all know, exposed the selling of the baby parts, yep, you know, by Planned Parenthood. This guy is a true hero. And I think everyone needs to watch this video and realize that the healthcare profession has been co-opted. It's been taken over. It was taken over decades ago, but especially these last 3 years of COVID and trying to figure out who to trust anymore. I've kicked Pfizer out of my office. I've kicked Merck out of my office a long time ago. I'm going to be kicking AstraZeneca out of my office. I'm talking now about the drug reps, the detail guys who come by. I mean, I'm tired. I tell them I can't trust anything you tell me anymore.
Well, yeah, and it's tough. It's like, are they still making life-saving medications and medicines? One would have to think, yes, they are, but are they also kind of branching off into this other, like you said, darker world, and that is very concerning.
Yeah, in medicine, it's true anymore. It's kind of like you judge a tree by its fruit, and if these guys have gone out and actually done this, how much more can we trust? And unfortunately, what that is leading to is increasing number of Americans and people around the world saying, I don't even want to go to the doctor anymore because I don't know what they're going to give me and which drug they've been told to give me. And I find this very troubling. I find a lot of people going to alternative places to get alternative things that might be good and might not be good, and then ignoring real disease when they need real help for real disease. So God bless America. God bless the medical profession. And this next election is going to be big. We need to talk about that because President Trump's going to have to distance himself from this warp speed now that he realizes what happened with it.
Right. Dr. John, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for your courage in speaking out. We appreciate that.
You got it, guys. Have a blessed weekend.
Hey,
be well.
You do the same. Be well. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. That'll be up on a podcast very, very soon. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to talk about. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.